What's going on? This is Day, and you are listening to Entropy and Day. As always, it's been a minute. Usually, I like to explain myself, but I feel like maybe you don't need it as often as a week or bi-weekly even. Hell, monthly sometimes. Maybe my words, even for myself, or the... I don't know how to describe whatever this is, right? Something about this, for anyone that listens, it brings you here because maybe you need someone who's thinking those random thoughts that come to mind that you can never really put down, but you would love to, and you would love to process them. And I'm learning that for myself because I get really hard on myself about not showing up consistently. And it's something I'm still working on, not just in the sense of posting and sharing work consistently, but just showing up for myself where I'm not dealing with tremendous burnout. I feel like I've been dealing with that lately. And you really have to... It's really hard to be kind to yourself. It's something that I always ruminate on, but most recently I would say, if I can credit their name, and I'm only saying their name for crediting them, Cunty Meme, had challenged the idea of what is it to be kind to yourself. If you don't really know what that is, then it's really difficult to identify what it is, even if someone says it to you. And everything is a process. Every single thing we do has some sort of process to it. But it's very difficult to leave things in idioms and niceties, and, you know, in these ways that I think we've grown accustomed to, maybe because of social media, and it's easy to just share a positive outlook on things. In the same way that it's easy to share like a very negative one. But there's not often space for, there's not often space for things that live in the middle. Maybe you have a neutral outlook on those things, or maybe you just don't know what the fuck. That's how I feel a lot. It's difficult to just lean on one side or the other. Even with being negative, I'm often quite optimistic. I think even in the extreme sense, when I'm dealing with a lot of depression or anxiety, I'm still very optimistic about things turning around sometimes. You know, sometimes it could be like you're just delusional, not being realistic, but I really like work on, I guess, not accepting that things can be in one way. So just because something ends, it can begin in a new way, even if that means the removal of it or whatever. Like, you know, like old relationships, I can feel like, all right, you know, we're no longer in romantic love with each other. We can still have platonic friendships and maybe even with maybe past business moves, like, you know, it doesn't work out this way, but it can work out in another way, which I only really start believing because it happens a lot. And you're met with that sort of like, I guess, the crossroad of, do you open yourself to more than the ideals you've settled in your head, or do you open up to things? And you know, it's difficult to just say I need to be kind to myself, because at some point it becomes, it almost becomes self-deprecating talk. Now I'm rejecting the moments that I've been positive outside of this. You know, maybe just contextually, I'm not in a good place. Maybe that's just what it is. I think a lot of people get afraid of that. I do too, because it's terrifying to admit that you're not in a good place. Yeah, even when people ask how you're doing, you're like, you feel like you have to say something, right? You have to say something positive. It has to be okay, right? Because if it's not, then you get worried they're going to judge you. And this isn't everyone. But for the people that maybe think, I think about everything. I think about it in the most positive sense as well. But, you know, for the times that you see it, it's like, I don't know if this is going to be good, and I don't know what the next thing is going to be. I feel like while it's important to find some way to be what the idea of being kind to yourself is, you know, to become the epitome of that through healing, we have to acknowledge when that's not where we're at, or else fighting to reach that point is exhausting yourself, because you never take any time to truly rest. And yeah, sometimes you're just not good. There's really nothing else you can say. And sometimes people, I don't want to say people, let me not project. I think there comes a time in out of all of my thoughts, there's moments where I try to challenge myself to continue to look in a positive light. And I can say sometimes that may not be the appropriate way to react. You know, maybe you need to sit with it and kind of like actually process it. It's difficult to be kind in those moments. You know, you might be enraged. You might be enraged with yourself. You might, not to be morbid, but you just might just think in a space where you start to become stagnant and you don't move in those thoughts, and they're just there and they just hang there. They just sit there and you don't know what to do. I feel like for people who experience depression or who have, can really relate to that. Because it's not just one thing, right? It compounds. And I think people who don't experience depression or don't experience it on a chronic level, they don't know how intrusive those thoughts are. And the work that you have to do to get past that is beyond what people who don't experience depression is. It's very difficult to be kind to yourself. But it's still always important to show up for yourself. And I know that's the overarching theme for what I'm saying. But I wanted to acknowledge, like, if you don't feel like, that is okay. There's times where I want to record these and then I don't because I don't have my mic set up, and I only have my iPhone, and I'm using that, so I know it sounds a certain way. But you just got to keep. Maybe while it's important to acknowledge the need to be kind to yourself, to accept the reality that you may not be in that space, and start to respect that. Maybe it's a way of like respecting your negative thoughts, because they are your thoughts. It's important to get through them, and you don't get through them without addressing them. And to address them, you have to acknowledge that they're there. And, you know, I find myself often afraid, like when people ask how I'm doing, it's like, I just got to say I'm okay. Sometimes I'm not okay. Get worried, because I felt like I've been like that for years, right? Been pushing to just be okay, really. You know, that makes me the happiest. You know, I'm I'm complicated in certain ways, but I'm very simple in others. And it's really just wanting to be okay. If that means I gotta climb mountains to do it, I'll do it, but I just wanna be okay. Unfortunately, life is a struggle, and getting to that point, in my case, has been a thing. I was like, what does it mean to show up for myself when I feel like I'm doing that all the time? What does it feel like to be kind to myself when I'm surprisingly optimistic, considering like the things I've gone through in my life? And I know I speak about it a lot, really. I think because I was someone who was like so delusional at some point that I didn't know how to accept reality, and then that's all I see is reality now. So I'm surprisingly optimistic based on that. Because I've been incredibly nihilistic in a way that I don't think I've met anyone who truly has like shown that they have been to that specific dark place in their mind, or, you know, whatever. I'm still optimistic all the time. So I'm optimistic just in getting to the next space. And, you know, you gotta really, really, I'm jumbling up on my words. And that worries me sometimes. But, you know, these are intimate, right? These are intimate. So I'm hoping I can continue to do them. But in the meantime, I want to be able to at least share a few blurts. People say blurbs, but I always say blurts because, like, blurt out, I think. But anyway, that's a tangent. I appreciate you listening. I think these are really, like, they go on a soul time. You know, not to sound corny with it, but really they just go on a soul time. Like, they just move when they need to move. And I got to stop being worried about, like, if it's going to work. I'm trying to just enjoy what I'm doing right now. I can share this, and it's jumbly, it's imperfect, but it's here, and it's a determined, if you know what I mean. And that's what speaks to me the most. I mean, that's my writing. At least that's my writing right now. The things that I've been working on feel like they're on that level, or that in that space. I can't believe I've wrote a book and I'm still just as nervous, if not more nervous, about the second one. I think because it's been like very close to finish, if not finished, and there's just things just haven't spoken to me in a way that feels like it locks in. But that's also something that I work on addressing with myself. Like, sometimes just go, you know, as scary as it gets, I'm really good at working on the fly at some point. I mean, my body doesn't usually cooperate with me, but if it did, you can see how good I am with that. So, you know, it's really, I guess that's just a long-winded way of saying, like, learning to just trust myself more. And maybe that's the first work. It's hard to be kind to yourself when you don't trust yourself. And we can work on trusting ourselves. I can work on trusting myself. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing, to be honest. This can be in one ear, out the other. This can be exactly what you needed for any of those reasons, thank you. This is in June. It's almost summer, right? It's almost summer. It's Pride Month. It's Juneteenth. It's a lot of emotions. A lot of things. You know, for anyone who needs to take social media breaks, I heavily suggest them. I think you should get them. You should schedule them if you can. I'm bad at scheduling them, but I do think that's still right. That's still a correct answer, you know. But I really, really, truly appreciate it, as always, for listening. And I hope the time has been kind to you, so that you're able to be kind to yourself. And this is day. This has been day. You are listening to Entropy and Day. Thank you. Why did I say thank you at the end? I might cut that out or not. We'll see. Probably not.